Miss Peters? Excuse me, Miss Peters?
Yes? Any news on David's tests? What did they find out? Are they finished?
Yes, it's just about done for today. They want to run one more test, and then they'll send him back to his room. It shouldn't be more than another hour or so.
Oh. Thank you. I had no idea this was going to take so long.
Well, quite frankly, neither did we. But a team of specialists flew in from Boston this morning just to look at your friend. And they're being very thorough.
Specialists? Is that going to cost extra?
It's already being taken care of. A representative from Packard Year stopped by yesterday and arranged to take care of all his expenses.
Packard Year? Who? Who was it?
Miss Baker.
Baker?
Tammy Baker.
What did he say?
It'll be another hour.
Okay, come on. Time for some fresh air.
No, I should wait here.
Walk.
But, Mom...
Walk.
But...
Walk! Sit. Talk. What's been going on between you and Cachou?
Nothing.
Francine, I'm not letting you off this bench until you tell me what happened.
You wouldn't understand, Mom. I don't even understand it.
Try me. Francine, I know I'm just your mother, but I've lived long enough to learn a few things about life. I've been married. I've raised 2 children. I've been through a nasty divorce and had to build a new life for myself here in Tennessee. I'm not as naive as you like to think, dear. Now talk to me. I know something has been going on between you two for you to split up like this, and I want to know what it is. So, what happened?
Nothing. She told me she never wanted to see me again. Simple as that.
Why? She must have had a reason.
Because... I don't know. She said I screwed up her life.
Sweetheart, that girl was screwed up a long time before you met her. If anything, you were the only normal thing in her life.
That's not saying much.
Did you two have a fight?
Not really. We just... Things haven't been right for a while.
You two are so different, honey. You come from different backgrounds. I've never really understood what you found in common, but maybe this is all for the best. Maybe it's time for you to move on with your life, you know?
I can't even imagine my life without Cachou.
Francine... Sweetheart, I know it hurts to lose a friend, but even the best of friends sometimes...
Cachou is more than my best friend, Mama.
What do you mean?
Cachou is my soulmate. She... If it wasn't for her, my whole life would be a horrible mistake.
Francine! Francine, tell me the truth. Are you two... Did you... You know.
No.
I'm sorry. You had me worried for a minute there.
God. What am I going to do? All I know is... I thought we were going to spend the rest of our lives together. And this is as far as we got.
Okay, look. I want you to listen to me, okay? Are you listening to me? I don't know how you let things get so far out of hand, Francine, but you need to put a stop to it right now. Here, it's not healthy. You can't depend on someone else for your happiness, sweetheart. It won't work. I'm not blaming anybody, okay? It's not your fault, and it's not Cachou's fault. I'd let Cachou too. I think she's a bright girl with a lot of potential. She's funny, she's fun to be around, but I also think she's a very needy person, Francine. I know she didn't receive the proper love and support at home, I can tell. And I think she looked to you to sort of make up for that. She acts tough, but on the inside, I think she has a good heart. I'm sure she probably makes you feel secure and you make her feel loved, and that's okay. That's how friendship works sometimes. That's okay. But you need to back up and take a look at yourself, sweetheart. You've let yourself get carried away with this whole thing, and it's making you miserable, isn't it? Can't you see that? Where is the sweet-natured girl I used to know? Where's the Francine who wants to get married and have a house full of babies? Where's my little princess?
She grew old and fat waiting for Prince Charming. Oh, Mama. What am I gonna do?
Well, I'll tell you. What I think you need to do is come home again. I think there's a good reason for you to move right
away. Wait a second. I can take care of you. I know him. Well, not know him, but I've seen him. He was just reading a paper inside, too. What is he doing out here now? So? Coincidence? I think not.
For however long it takes for you to get recovered and back on your feet. So, what do you say? Doesn't that sound good to you? Good. Then it's settled.
What's settled?
You're moving in with me.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mom. I can't move in with you. I mean, I've got a house in Houston.
Do you?
Sure. Catch you and I have our own... I have my work.
I thought you told me you were jobless.
When did I say that?
This morning.
Oh, God. Okay, so I don't have a job or a place to stay. So my friends are all married and my family moved away. So I'm alone.
Everybody's moved on with their lives, honey. You need to do the same. You need to come home to Tennessee and regroup. Believe me, I know. It'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. You know, when you were a little girl and we left Tennessee to move to Houston, I always knew in my heart that someday we'd come home. There's no place like home.
Home.
Where you belong. I think I know a certain doctor who will be very happy to learn you're going to be around.
Mom, the last thing in the world I need right now is some new guy to come along and screw me up even more.
I'm not pressuring you, honey. I just thought the poor man might be hungry, that's all. You know Grandma Willie always said, starve a problem, feed an opportunity. Besides, you never know what wonderful gifts tomorrow may bring. I just made that one up myself. You don't even have to go back and get your things. We'll have a moving company bring it all here. Oh, it'll be so nice to have you with me for a while. Just until you get back on your feet, of course. You need somewhere to stay right now anyway, while David's in the hospital, and the good Lord willing, if the poor boy recovers, he can come stay with us too. The country air would do him some good, poor dear.
David's anything but poor, Mom.
As soon as we get you situated, we'll invite Dr. Brad to the house for dinner. I'll make a pot roast. I suppose we better invite Aunt Libby and Uncle Maury, too. Brad has to meet them sometime. We might as well get it over with.
Mom, why don't you go on up to the room? I'm gonna run to the corner and get a paper.
I'll wait.
No, you go on. David might be back by now. I'll be right there, okay?
Okay.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Are you following me? Every time I turn around today, I see you there watching me.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, cut it out, you hear? Or I'll call the police.
You don't want to do that, Miss Peters.
Oh, really? And how do you know my name? Are you a cop?
No, ma'am. I'm just following orders. I'm here to make sure nothing happens to you or Mr. Chin.
What are you talking about? What's going to happen?
Nothing, so long as I'm around.
Who are you? Who sent you?
My name is Tip, ma'am. As for who sent me, let's just say you now have a very powerful friend.
I got it! I got it! Look at me!
That's right, girl. Look at you.
Look at you too.
Tip?
Ma'am?
Would you deliver a message for me to my friend? Tell her I love her. And I'm open.
You've been listening to Episode 10 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 8, My Other Life by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte, sound designed by Chris Honeywell, music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Nicole Tomte was Francine, David Ellis was Nurse, Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters, Eugene R. Hendricks was Tip. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.